Dear brothers and sisters, continuing our catechesis on Christian prayer, we now turn to the great prophetic figure of Moses. As a mediator between God and Israel, Moses is a model of intercessory prayer. We see this clearly in the episode of the golden calf. As Moses descends from Mount Sinai, where he has spoken to God and receives the gift of the law, he confronts both the infidelity of the people, who now worship an idol of gold, and the God's wrath. Moses intercedes for his people, fully acknowledging the gravity of their sin. He also pleads with God to remember his mercy, to forgive their sin, and thus to reveal his saving power. Moses' prayer of petition is an expression of God's own desire for the salvation of his people and his fidelity to the covenant. Through his intercessory prayer, Moses grows in deeper knowledge of the Lord and his mercy, and becomes capable of a love which extends to the total gift of self. In this prayer, Moses points beyond himself to that perfect intercessor who is Jesus, the Son of God, who brings about the new and eternal covenant in his blood, shed for the forgiveness of sin and the reconciliation of all God's children. I welcome the many school and university students present to today's audience. I offer a cordial greeting to the pilgrimage group of NATO soldiers stationed in Germany. I also greet the students and staff of Asa Agnello Higher Secondary School in Vashi, Mumbai. My welcome also goes to the seminaries of Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. I want all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors, especially those from England, Sweden, South Africa, India, Malaysia, the Philippines, and the United States, and invoke the joy and the peace of the risen Lord. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Et sanctum postque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.